The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
So yesterday was Christmas. Everyone sat back with the fam, the friends, drank their coquito, their eggnog, ate too much, watched some bad NFL as far as competitiveness. Andy Reid in a Santa Claus costume, watched some very competitive good NBA games. And now today, back to work. We are breaking news. First, Miami basketball coach Jim Larrañaga expected to step down, a press conference coming at 1:30. And just a couple of minutes ago, the Dolphins going to waive linebacker Shaq Barrett, which means if he clears waivers tomorrow, he will be eligible to play for any other team. If he does not and a team claims him, then he'll be ineligible to play this season. Shaq Barrett could be back in the league as soon as Saturday.
That's fine. Like,
Dolphins gave him a Christmas present.
Is
any team respectfully going to just take
it? Here, you got too many needs and moving parts to be playing a petty game. Right? Now, I do believe that you should have some, the player should have some type of, I don't want to say punishment, but you can't sign a contract and then not show up and then want to land softly, right? There should be some ramifications of that, because the team,
yeah,
that counts against their cap.
Don't you feel as though Shaq Barrett kind of got off scot-free in this instance if he does clear waivers?
But here's what I want to be careful with. I don't know the reasonings behind it. Right?
But it still hurt the Dolphins.
It hurt the Dolphins, yes. Or did it?
Well,
what I'm saying? And I think that's the point where everybody got to, is that we're sitting here holding up a roster spot and money to a guy that, how much better is he going to make our team anyway? But what they did do is basically they stopped him from being able to go make money all year. That's his punishment. So even if he goes and signs with somebody and clears waivers, right? Now, instead of the amount of money he was going to make with the Dolphins, he's going to make a portion of that. And who knows what your situation is going to be from here on out anyway. So could you imagine what they signed for, like $5-10 million?
I want to say it was $8 million.
$8 million?
No, or was, yeah, because DBJ signed for $3 million. I want to say it was $8 million.
OBJ?
DBJ. No, DBJ, he's making another run in the league, man. You know, he's going to call this game tomorrow on Sunday.
I think the Carpets are doing pretty well. I don't think he needs to make another
run. I thought maybe, you know, he's going
to
call the game Sunday for the Hurricanes right here on 560 WQAM 330 and then maybe try to get back in the league. Now, I want to say Shaq Barrett, Odell Beckham Jr., three, and I want to say Shaq Barrett was an $8 million deal with the Dolphins.
So, think about this. $8 million plays, so say 18 weeks. He was making approximately
$7
million. $450,000.
So $7 million. $7 million is what I'm saying.
So say $400,000 a week, right? So now you go from $400,000 a week to now making the minimum, which is probably about 50 or 60. That's punishment, right? Because if you're willing to come back and go and make 10% or a little more than 10% of what you could have made, that's punishment. So he's not getting off scot-free. He's not making the $8 million or $7 million he was going to make.
True.
So from that standpoint, maybe the Dolphins said, we're going to hold on to his rights as long as we can so he can't go out there and get another nice contract to make up for what he didn't come and make here.
Also made a scramble a little bit.
Yeah, but, and here's the other thing.
He's on a $9 million deal now. It just keeps, it's $9 million.
That okay, so.
That's even more money.
Yeah. All right. So it's 500K. So imagine going from 500K to 100. You know? Let's put it in layman's terms. You make $1,000 a week. You ain't happy with your job. Your job won't release you. Then when they release you, you can only make $500 a week.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? Yeah, that's pain. That's the pain in itself. So it got to the point where, like, maybe the Dolphins said, we're not gonna just let you go and go in on and resume your play without some financial penalty.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the financial penalty right there.
Well, we'll see what happens with Shaq Barrett. If he does clear waivers tomorrow, he will be eligible to play for every team in the NFL. Let's get to headlines from the Doral Volkswagen. Choose from hundreds of new Volkswagen models in inventory. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. And before we do anything else, Leroy, can we get a weather report from the Nesman & Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com.
Sure,
free consultations 24/7, 866-954-MORE. Give it to me.
I'm just looking out of the window plex. It's mostly cloudy. Winds are light, 5-10 miles an hour, probably like 75-ish. And I would say the winds are coming out of the... Well, I got to get a closer look.
See, go ahead. Get a look at that wind. It's very important.
When it's super cloudy.
People are going to be out and about today.
When it's super cloudy, I got to get over to the window.
We got like bowl games on today. Get in a couple basketball games. We got a Heat game later on tonight, Leroy, but people are going to be out and about today. They need to know where the winds are coming from and what miles per hour they possibly could be coming from.
When they're not moving very fast and the clouds are moving out of the east.
Mm.
Yep. I would say easterly breeze. When it's mostly cloudy, it's really hard to tell which way the clouds are moving. So, but all that, it looks like you might get there might be a chance of a shower because, anytime it's this cloudy and the winds are coming out of the east or the south or anything like that, you got some additional moisture, especially when it warms up a little bit.
The man's right. And I'm going to keep that in mind as I take my walk to Jensen's Liquor Store later on today.
The winds are going east, 9 miles per hour, 77 degrees.
I don't ever check
partly
facts.
Cloudy.
He is facts. They call him facts.
Hey, dude, yeah. I'm telling you, when you get up early in the morning to go golfing, right, you need to know what them conditions are.
Mm-hmm.
You need to know how to dress. You need to know if I need to bring my umbrella, my rain suit. You need to know, what kind of shots I'm going to hit on the golf course. I'm just telling you. Get used to it. I'm used to it.
Sources say Jimmy Butler prefers a trade before the February 6th trade deadline. The Heat are in Orlando and take on the Magic tonight at 7.
Here's my question for you guys. Because I know we've touched on the topic. We touched on it. Yeah, but we need to delve into it. I'm asking you Heat fans. And you two guys are Heat fans as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where are you right now in the Jimmy situation? Or is it to the point where it's like, you know what? Maybe time has run its course. Maybe it's time for an amicable breakup. Maybe it's time for both parties just to leave. It's been a run. It's been a great run. We've achieved the highest of highs, but we haven't achieved the ultimate high. But yep. Maybe it's time, as you are further along in your career and as Pat getting further along in his career in life, maybe it's just time for us to reload.
Here's what I would say. When they didn't extend him, to me, that told me all I needed to know. Because without extending him, you really don't want to be on the hook for $52 million in 1 year, because it makes it more difficult to trade him. So by not extending him, I always thought that we would be in this moment, right? With stuff circling, because you don't want him to opt in. And think about this, if you don't want him to opt in for 52 or whatever that means, I think it's 52, right?
It's around that amount, yes.
If you don't want him to opt in for that, the only way you can save money is by extending him. And if you could have extended him, you would have did it already. So the fact that you weren't going to do it, I always thought this was, you know, going to happen. Now, what doesn't help is Jimmy being out. Now, the Heat have done two things this offseason. Two things that people need to pay attention to. They got longer and younger. Right?
Right. And I want to ask you, because of them seeing the difference in Tyler this season, that you have an all-star in Tyler.
That helps, because it could have very well been Tyler.
You've already given Bam the extension. That's your foundation. He's El Capitan for your team, right?
Right.
You got Tyler. You drafted Triple J. You have Nico. You have Pelly. Is it maybe that Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra and the Heat brass have seen, okay,
they've seen enough of those young guys to say, right, we got something special here.
We have something special, and maybe we need another younger star that's still got
around the same age or a little bit older,
but it's got a lot of juice, a lot of thought on the tire.
Yeah.
Is it time to do that?
Right.
For the Heat fans that want to get rid of Jimmy Butler or want to trade Jimmy Butler off, my one warning to you is this: be careful what you wish for. You just might get it.
Here's what I would say. I have no question, none, in Jimmy's ability.
Okay.
None whatsoever. However, it's a different basketball team when Jimmy is playing and when everybody else is playing. It's a different basketball team.
Oh, really? Because their record is very similar that it was to the past 2 years right now.
No, I know. But I'm just saying, I would just say you don't know when he's going to miss games.
But you also don't know what you're going to get if you trade him. But you do know what Jimmy's capable of.
Well, see, here's the thing. Here's the thing. I don't want to sound negative when I say this, right?
But go ahead and lay it on us.
People are always saying, but when this time comes, Jimmy's going to be this. And when this time comes, Jimmy's going to be that. Jimmy's 35 years old.
Yeah.
Okay? What the hell's wrong with y'all?
He's not getting younger.
Yesterday's Jimmy ain't today's Jimmy.
facts.
But what
But what do they always say about Pat Riley? He's in win now mode. What gives you the best chance to win now with this team?
A healthy Jimmy.
There you go.
Oh, well, he ain't healthy.
He can get healthy, though. That's the thing.
No, you make
so
it. See,
you want Jabari Smith Jr.
Wait. Here's what you can't do in sports. Stop doing this. I hate when fans do this.
I get it. You're right, Leroy.
When your team ends the season last year, you assume what you're going to do the following year. You're doing it with Jimmy right now.
I'm not.
Oh, but when we get to January, when we get to the playoffs, when we get here, you can't live your life on when we get there, this is going to happen. You need to know certain things.
I'm saying this. You're counting on Jimmy to get healthy. Because
okay. And what if he doesn't?
And then
what?
Then you crap
then
out. You crapped out.
Then are you willing to risk? Because here is what the ramifications of getting that wrong are. Jimmy opts in for $52 million, or he opts out and goes somewhere and you get nothing for him. Are you willing to risk that?
Are you in win now
mode? Because wait, I know players that if it don't happen the way they want to, get the bubble guts more.
Oh, I know. No, best case scenario, Jimmy gets healthy, makes another run in the playoffs. Worst case scenario is he opts in and doesn't care at all next year, and you're on the hook for $52 million with the player who has bubble guts.
Again, you got again, here is the deal. Okay? You can say all of these things, but here's what I'm going to put out to you. If you are you run the Miami Heat, as great as Jimmy's been, you have been in the same spot for the last 3 years. And what you have hoped for is Jimmy Butler to be playoff Jimmy. You cannot run a franchise like that, okay? Because when it goes south, you're going to be on the hook and going to be in no man's land. No man's land is a whole bunch of money paying out and no results on the court. So, Jimmy's 35.
That's like, the other issue.
I'm not faulting Jimmy for being 35.
That's in birth.
For you guys to think that 30-year-old Jimmy...
He's not even 35. You wrong, guys. He's 35 in birth years. Okay. Remember, he played for Tibbs.
He played for Tibbs.
He's actually 41.
So it's not that I don't think Jimmy is any good.
Right.
That's not. But what I'm saying is a smart organization doesn't let it play out to where you have coming off the bench D-Wade.
So dollars to donuts. Does Jimmy Butler get traded before the deadline in February?
It looks like yes.
Most likely yes. Vlad?
It looks like yes.
Oh, yeah. Jimmy's gone, B. And you got to – listen, here's the thing. With all you saying, you're right. This is a really delicate situation for the Miami.
It is, because it has nothing. It has nothing to do with Jimmy's ability.
It doesn't.
But it has to do with Jimmy being 35, having a $52 million bill right at the end of the year.
It's not about Jimmy's ability, you said,
and
Leroy.
You decided not to extend it.
But Dan said it's about Jimmy's availability, and that's another point. But I'm going to go with the Bill Belichick philosophy. I'd rather let go of you a year early then keep you a year late.
You know what?
I'd rather do that. Because at least with the nucleus that you've shown me right now, you've got a young nucleus, something to be excited for.
You don't want to play none of them, but that's a whole nother story.
That's a whole different story. But
Dan, let me ask you this. Here's how you need to look at this situation. What is the best case scenario keeping Jimmy Butler?
Well, best case scenario, and I'm being 100% honest with you, what happened 2 years ago, you make it to the NBA Finals.
That's hope. Are you better than Boston right now?
Wait. They were an eight seed, right?
Yeah, playing. They went on fire.
Okay. When was the last time an eight seed made the finals?
The Knicks.
Right.
1999. It was just, yeah, that
right. Do you understand?
Strike season.
Do you understand? What you're hoping for has only happened twice in 30 years.
Oh, no. I'm saying best case scenario.
Okay, now. That's your best case scenario for something to happen for the third time or the second time in 3 years.
But it is the same.
That's your best case. Hold on. Now, what is your worst case scenario?
I told you, $52 million case of bubble guts.
Oh, no, okay. Not even playing. You don't even make the playoffs. You're not even playing.
This season.
Yes.
Worst case scenario, you're a playing team again.
Okay. Now, weigh the two options. Let's not even talk about the $52
million. Just this
weigh the two options. Weigh the two options.
Heavy. That's a heavy.
Weigh the two options and then tell me, are you better off maybe trying to shake it up a little bit?
Are you better off with a known talent that can lead your team to the finals?
No. Did you just hear what we talked?
I know.
You're hoping for something to happen for the second time in 3 years. That's only happened, that would be three times in 30 years.
But the variables you're eliminating are, it's basically the same team with the same coaching staff and the same organization. You're ignoring those variables.
No, what? What do you mean? No, I'm not.
So you're not?
No, I'm not. I'm saying that, yeah, it happened. But that's an anomaly. That's not the standard. Okay? So you're telling me this team, okay, with the hopes of Jimmy playing some of his best basketball again.
Yeah.
You're making an assumption.
Once again, yes, I'm saying best case scenario. I'm saying best case scenario.
Best case scenario. This team can compete with Boston, Cleveland, right?
New York.
Yeah, you throw New York in there.
Milwaukee.
Right.
They're playing well. So
you're saying this Orlando team can compete with that.
Can't even beat Orlando with their C team. What happens when all those guys get back healthy?
That C team the next night went and beat Boston too. So let's not get too
okay. Well, I'm just saying.
Okay, what I'm saying is best case scenario, worst.
Not making
case
a good point for yourself.
Me?
When you say that C team beat the Boston Celtics the next night, which means if you can't beat Orlando with their starters being out,
I'm saying,
what's going to happen when they do come back?
I'm trying to say don't discount
No, I'm not
Orlando
discounting, so but that's also proving that the East has gotten better while you remain the same.
What I'm saying is this. Best case scenario, NBA Finals. Worst case scenario, play-in
team. Your best case scenario is an anomaly that happened 2 years ago. And so you can say, that's not the norm. You're making your best case scenario seem like a norm that happens on the regular, and it's only happened twice in 30 years.
And that's why I'm saying this. Best case scenario, worst case scenario, then there's reality somewhere in the middle of that.
What's reality?
Reality, you're a 6 seed and you make it into the playoffs and you get a first round playoff game.
You think this team is going to be a 6 seed?
Yes. They're a 6 seed right now without Jimmy.
We do this every year in December.
So Jimmy's a goner. Is that what we're saying?
I'm just, I don't know that. But here's what I do know.
You're saying it would make logical sense.
The reasons that everybody is giving me to tell me, let's wait, let's go on another Jimmy run. I'm saying if you run the Heat and you sitting around waiting for the Jimmy run, you ain't doing your damn job.
I understand. I'm just trying to get to the bottom and trying to see best case, worst case, and how everything's going to go.
I said this all year.
But if the man don't want to play,
there's two your two best players in this city. Their talent was going to get to the point where the troubles weren't going to be worth it, or the constant stories or trolling or all of that. It was going to get to a point that people were going to start backlashing. Like, there was going to be backlash. People are not going to feel it anymore. And that's happened with Jimmy. That's happened with Tyreek. The unfortunate thing was they gave Tyreek the money. Mm-hmm. The Heat made sure to, like, all right, yeah, well, maybe if you do this, yeah, you do that, yeah, you have a contract that's guaranteed next year, but we'll see about giving an extension. Because we always say it, once the production starts waning, the problem's not worth it anymore.
Well, that's what we're saying. There could be
Zachary, buddy. Best case scenario, let the season play out with Jimmy and let Jimmy walk next year.
Yeah, but Jimmy can opt in.
Jimmy could opt in and stick it with a $52 million bill.
Right, right.
That makes it more difficult to move. So what I'm saying to you is the Heat are weighing all of the options.
Yeah,
okay,
absolutely. And
they're trying to get something, all right, if they're going to trade him at all. They're trying to get something. If you let him walk and get nothing for him, you know what the first comments are going to be? Why didn't you trade Jimmy and you let him walk?
In all fairness, the way these contracts are now, in order for the player to get what they want, it's going to have to be a trade. That's why LeBron was traded.
Right.
LeBron could have signed as a free agent, but they had to do the trade. So, in fairness, for Jimmy to get also what he wants, it's probably gonna have to be a trade so that the Heat gets something.
Right.
It's gonna be a sign.
But
and
I don't know if you can do. I don't know if you can do a sign and trade. Can you give him an extension now and then trade him? Or
I don't think you. No, if you give him an extension now, I don't think you'll be able to trade him until like maybe sometime after the free agency.
So that's where we are now. I don't think you can do a sign and trade.
That's why I think the Heat are. It's gonna happen, bro.
Sticky for the Miami Heat. There's another star in town that could be seeing a one-way.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tickets soon. We're going to talk about that next on the Tobin and Leroy Show, 560 WQAM. Happy December 26th, the day after Christmas.
Kwanzaa, baby.
Second night of Hanukkah, the beginning of Kwanzaa.
Vlad Kwanzaa.
And we're joined by Jennifer Figueroa.
Hey! Hello,
Jennifer. Hello.
Feliz Navidad, Jay Fig.
Feliz Navidad.
We got the whole combination. We got 2 black people, 2 white people, 2 people with hair, 2 people with no hair.
It's the United Nation of radio stations right now.
I'm technically Hispanic, so.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Lighter shade of brown. Okay.
I mean,
let's
put it this way. If somebody from Jamaica was walking down the street next to me, they'd go look at 2 black people.
True.
That is true.
Just saying.
Nonetheless.
I know that you're Cuban. Okay.
Since Figgy is here, let's do a little bit of silly sauce real quick. Coquito and eggnog, overrated or not overrated?
Wait, which one is overrated?
Coquito all the way,
either
though.
One.
Coquito, isn't that rum and...
It's got a little bit of... yeah, it's got rum and...
It has rum, yeah.
Crema sauvignon.
But, you know, coquito and eggnog, it's the holiday kind of sweet, creamy drink.
No, I'm out. You can't... Alcohol
Coquito's
and cream.
Don't turn it down before you have it.
Leroy, I agree listen, with you, except listen, for that when you, it is the holidays, and when it comes holiday time, it's all right to, I know, for the Hispanics.
It's something about creamy drinks.
I'm with you, bro. Like, creamy drinks shouldn't get me, like, no, it does, no. Mm-mm.
I don't know, I'm not going to say it messes up my stomach.
Oh,
but
it just,
but yet I love rum raisin ice cream. I don't get it.
But that's wrong. Yeah, that's different.
I love rum raisin ice cream, but can't drink alcoholic rum drink raisin, with milk, like rum Bailey's. Nut, yeah.
Rum nut.
Yeah. Yeah, none of,
I can't. Now, I will say this. There have been times when I've been on golfing trips.
Yeah.
And it's been a little chilly. You just get some black coffee and put a little Bailey's in it. It cross checks all the little beautiful. Sweet, little kick. Little so
get you warm
yeah
inside.
That happened yesterday
it.
Okay
but so, that's it but eggnog it feels like eggnog makes me feel like I'm drinking melted ice cream.
Okay so
yeah, the creamy drinks made me gonna, to go.
maybe that's Jimmy Butler's problem. He's been hitting the coquito and eggnog this holiday season, and that's why he
all
can't
I
play.
Know is this: if the man misses another game today, all of a sudden he has a Miami Open flu, because that's the same thing that happened last season. Number?
I think
that's all I'm saying.
One of the things that has us in this position is that you can't control injuries. So when you take days off and then get hurt,
you can't have those right? days back.
Right, exactly. So I think that had Jimmy and I don't know if this to be true. If he is hurt that much, that's a whole nother question, a whole nother situation. But if he's taking some days, you know what I mean? I could go, but I'm not. And then you really get hurt. He hasn't played 60 games in how many years?
Leroy, a DMP is a DMP no matter what way you stack it.
Right. But how many he hasn't played 60 games in a minute, right?
No, never. Not
so
never.
So you understand. All the things that you're talking about, when we start talking about the facts of this situation, you're not helping your case. Like, so you talking about doing this for a guy who hasn't played 60? They trying to get guys to play 70 games. He hasn't played 60. So how do you, but I want to say from your standpoint, because I get people love Jimmy, and I'm not going to deter you from that. When he's on, he is, it seems like, unstoppable. Okay? But when you talk about the amount of games that he's played, right? Does that play into, like, oh yeah, you think he's just saving it up for the play? Man, when you get older, you can't save up nothing.
No.
So, like, does that play a role in this?
I think the Miami Heat organization is going to look at the best offer they can get and see if that's worth the squeeze.
No, I'm asking you.
Me?
The Jimmy.
You, Dan Day.
I keep him. I've already told you I keep him.
You keep him.
With everything included, yes. With all the craziness, with all the...
You just want to sound good.
Hanging out with Nimar. No.
I could put those same situations
so
I mean, in a real life,
so Leroy,
like, real life situation, like with a car or something like that, and you would be rats off a ship quickly.
So are you rats off a ship right now of Jimmy right now, Leroy?
I think they need somebody who's going to play.
So you're rats off a ship of Jimmy, Leroy?
I mean, you got to be.
I've asked the question. It's just a yes or no answer.
Yes. Okay. I thought... When this season started, and he started the season, I'm like, uh-oh, we getting that Jimmy.
Right.
Right?
And you haven't seen it.
And then you start missing games.
So
we back to the same. Every year is going to be the same. Here's the thing. I don't know what games he's going to miss. Is it going to be the games that he determines are important or not important, or the games that the Heat determine are important or not important? Like, there's this whole thing that you have to ask yourself with when you see the team playing and how they're playing and how much they need Jimmy and don't have Jimmy. Like, these are all things that at some point it gets to the point where you're like, yeah, we want him on our team, but he's not really there. He's not when we need him. So what do you do with that? I don't know. I don't know what the reasons are. I don't know what the circumstances are, but I do know this. He's 35.
Yes, that's true.
Like, for you to keep thinking that you're going to be able to get the rejuvenated 30-year-old Jimmy, you're being crazy.
That's true.
And that's all I've ever said about this, is that 35, I don't know what y'all think. Just like they thought, at 40, Tom Brady did it. Aaron Rodgers could do it.
This always has to come back to Aaron Rodgers. Oh,
I'll give you another one. Kirk Cousins. They signed. Aaron Rodgers could do it. Tom Brady could do it. Kirk Cousins could do it. No.
I mean, if it wasn't for the
old is old
nastiness of Aaron, his numbers aren't pretty bad for a guy coming off of injury. But nonetheless, this is about Jimmy. So Leroy said no. He's done with Jimmy for right now. Dan, you want Jimmy back. J-Fig, do you want Jimmy gone?
Or
do
you should be saying, I want Jimmy back in the middle of the season. That's the whole point.
Do you want...
I want him back, you're saying?
Well, are you willing to part ways with Jimmy now? Or do you want one more ride?
I don't want him gone.
There you go.
But you know that he's like... But are you understanding the fact that unless it's an NBA championship run, Jimmy's pretty much gone. Like,
I get that.
But you rather it be after the season than within the season. Because the fear is you do it after the season, you don't get the goods and the assets that you would get during the trade deadline.
I can't put the... I can't put the scenario into real life consequences. Because if I take this same situation and put it into something personal, right? I think we would feel differently about it. And I'm like, I can look at it for what it is. Like, if you did it with a car, if you did it with something that is in your own personal life, right? You would tend to look at this a little bit differently. But when you say $52 million, you say, oh, the owner got money. You're not like, so let's think of it this way.
It's not my money.
You have a car, right? And you rode this car, and this car has been great to you. But then your car start having problems. You spend $500 here, you spend $1,500 there, and now you've had this car for 5 or 6 years and it broke down on you again. And you have a choice. You can spend $2,500 to fix the car, or you can put $2,500 down on a new car.
But
in most cases,
but that old car is giving you a lot.
But you cannot go tomorrow spending $2,500 hoping that it lasts when you can just get a new one.
That car got you, you know, helped you, landed you your girl, helped you get the job,
right?
The apartment, all that.
Also,
but $2,500 is $2,500, and that's hard cash that you're going to put on a car that's 5 or 6 years old, and you can get a new one.
And what if that new one's a lemon?
You can return the new one. You can't return that old one once you put that $2,500.
So if we don't like the trade and we send Jimmy Butler somewhere and we're like, oh, no, we don't like this anymore, send him back. There's no reverses in those trades.
Right, you might get a car.
Might get
that
a lemon.
Might not be. Wait, here's the deal.
But you do know what you got with Jimmy Butler, 35-year-old.
You might be able to get a car that you don't even like as much as the car you had. It might not have the, you know, this car, you know, I used to get this out of it. I used to get the gas mileage out of it. I used to get all these things. But you know what the one thing the new car going to give you?
That new car smell.
Transportation.
Transportation.
Yeah, that's it.
Transportation.
All right. So
you ain't got to worry about whether that car is or isn't going to get you where you need to go.
I don't know, Leroy. I don't know about that.
So, all right. We've got Jimmy Butler.
Some new cars did give you more issues. Just saying.
See? So we got Jimmy Butler on a car lot, but we've ducked the Coquito question. So, Figgy, when we come back, I need to know about the overrated or not overrated. I think you and I agree, but we'll find out. Just hold tight. This is the Tobin and Leroy Show, 560 WQAM. All right, we're going to get back to Jimmy Butler and possibly Tyreek Hill's future here in South Florida. But before we do that, without any further ado, I got to talk to Figgy. I got to defer to her because she is a Cuban. She's born here and raised here and lived here in the 305, Cuban-infused, one of the greatest cultures in the world. I was gifted some coquito from Luis and Luisa from Puerto Rico over at Duffy's Implantation the other day. And I brought it to a party. I put it down, and it disappeared. Didn't even get a sip of it. And I went around to people at the party saying, how'd you like the coquito? And I was surprised. A lot of people were like, oh. I mean, talking about people of Latin culture, of all cultures, saying, oh, I don't drink coquito or eggnog. It's just it's too sweet and all this.
Yet your bottle was gone.
Well, there were Time out. There were a lot of people at the party. So it is one of those things. Some people did have it. And I was like, more and more people are telling me like, you know, coquito, it's cool, but I don't really like it. Or I have two sips every year. It's just kind of a tradition. So I'm asking Figgy, in your opinion, is coquito overrated or is it right where it should be?
Let's put it this way. I believe there was 4 bottles consumed.
At my party?
This past week.
Your party.
How was she talking about your party? She wasn't at your party. What's going on here?
I was there. I was one of those people. I took your bottle, actually. That was me.
Yeah. So
you drink a lot. You drink it.
You're a birder, and now you're a coquita stealer. Like, jeez, what's going on with you, J-Fig?
No. I drink it. I like it, but it depends on who makes it, because specific people make it better than others.
That's true. No coquito.
Are you saying
same.
Specific cultures?
You don't buy the bottle. You guys make it.
Are you saying specific cultures, yes. JFig?
No. So like I grew up with a family that has made it every year, and we always purchase from them. They are Puerto Rican, actually, and they make it really good.
Good question, Figgy. What is the...
Oh, so that's like you going to the bootleg sales.
No, that's how you do coquito, man. You got to buy it from your people.
No one goes to a store to buy coquito.
No, nobody goes
to a store. It's like drugs. You got to go to your man.
You got to go to your people.
You got to go to your man. Yeah.
So, Figgy, I did hit somebody up online. I'm not going to say the name, and they wanted me to go down to the FIU area, and they said 2 bottles going to cost me $60. Is that realistic, or is that a little too much or a little too little?
It's a good deal. $230.
How much would a bottle of coquito usually run? A normal bottle that
I think it's around that price.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she wasn't trying to She wasn't trying to jack me.
$30. I believe my friend sells it for $25.
Yeah, okay. That's what I heard. I heard 25 is about right.
We're talking about coquitos, regular? People. We're talking about coquitos.
Coquito bottles. They're kind of like what, half a gallon?
Half a gallon?
I don't know.
Half a gallon.
We all know what coquito bottles look like down here in South Florida.
Ain't no way a half a gallon. There ain't nobody.
Okay, it's a little less
than a
fourth of a gallon then. There you go.
So a liter. So 25. Wait.
I would say a fifth.
So what is a coquito? Is like a rum and
dairy and a little bit of cinnamon, I think, in there.
No, all I know is if you hear mommy coquito, you hear like it's made by an abuela. Or like a made by an umbrella, or it has like a lady's name, a lady's name in front of it. That's the coquita that you gotta get, because that means people been waiting all year for that particular one. Like she makes the best one out of anyone. You're waiting for that. You're waiting for that. It's similar to Haitians New Year's Day with their soup.
Oh yeah, the soup. I do understand.
Right. The Haitians are every New Year's Day. Haitians have this soup called soup jumeau, pumpkin soup. But there's got to be a particular person you're gonna wait for. That person. That person has to make it because they're good. So when J-Fig was like, "I got a neighbor and she's the one that makes it," and we wait for her, that's because she's got the reputation.
I've known this woman.
Right, but she's also got the reputation of, hey, she makes the best ones. And by the way, knowing the person's always good, because that means you're always going to get it immediately.
You like what she's cooking or whatever he or she's making.
Yeah. This year we didn't order from her because we ordered from somebody else that we had just discovered. But last year I ordered, and within the hour I already had it at my doorstep.
Whoa, that's real.
I mean, y'all, you sounded
it was
like
quick.
Wait. Why are y'all making it sound like we ordering Coquito like Amazon Prime?
Nah, you can't do that, bro.
I got.
I'm telling you, they work fast.
So. Like, yeah, so that's how it's done. It's like, what is it, cream?
There's some condensed milk in it.
They whip it?
Cinnamon.
I've never made it. I want to make it one year, but I've never made it.
So whip it. Real
so
good.
So just going into real
coconut
quick.
Milk, I believe. I'm reading ingredients off the internet. Do not come
right.
for me.
Yeah, right. We're just going, we're ballparking.
There's condensed milk, coconut milk, rum. There's some people also put vanilla for taste.
Right. Cinnamon, nutmeg.
Cinnamon.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, I love it.
So let me get this straight.
Uh oh.
And the rum varies depending on who's making it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Everything varies from depending on who makes it.
Okay. That like I like and like
I'm guessing.
All right. I just. Like I'm gonna be honest with you, if I go to a liquor store or I go to a party, right, the milk section is off when I'm drinking, right?
Usually,
the eggnog. Yes. To me, every time I've drank eggnog,
I don't like eggnog.
It tastes like eggnog in my when I burp for 3 days. Like that's a terrible feeling.
Well, I was gonna say that sounds like a good thing to have.
No. So I've never been an eggnog fan. Sometimes you gotta tap the top of the
thing. Oh, Coquito, you gotta right. get into that bottle with some chopsticks or a knife or something like that.
Right, but see what I'm saying? That don't sound like a joyous drink.
It's the season.
And if you've been eating, if you had a party and you done had some finger foods or whatever. Ooh, dude. So we had our party, right?
Go on.
We had our party and we had.
You invited neighbors?
I bought.
Huh? No, wait. Your neighbor's party?
No. Yeah, we have one where we have all the families. They all wear
onesies?
Pajamas. Mm. And then we play games and stuff like that. Right? So here's what my wife's sister's family.
Oh, goodness. Matching pajamas.
Right.
Everyone.
So yeah, and we had on all green. So and then we took a picture with all of us. So yeah, we did that. And so my mom made some gumbo,
chicken and sausage or seafood.
Seafood.
Ooh, even better. Stepping it up.
Yeah, we had some crab, shrimp, and andouille. No okra though. She didn't put okra in it. She don't put okra.
No okra.
And then, so I said, Fonz, let's make some Oyster Rockefeller,
ooh.
Right? Mm-hmm. So I went to Restaurant Depot, and I got a box, like a big old box filled with oysters. And you got to do that because if you go to a store and buy them, you don't know how old, whether they've been frozen or not.
Are you out there shucking them with a glove?
Yeah.
You shucked them off. You had the glove,
a whole box.
Man,
but he did it in like 15 seconds. Cause you know he works at Shuck and Dive.
That's true. He works at Shuck and Dive.
Right.
So he
had the little
I end up losing thumbs whenever I try to shuck.
I would say we had about 60, 70 oysters. Mm. And they lasted 7 minutes.
Oh, I'm surprised it lasted that long.
Whew. I mean, it was crazy.
All right, speaking of stomach aches, we'll leave on this and take a break. Figgy, what is the maximum amount in one sitting you can drink of Coquito? How many cups?
Oh, I don't know.
You just drink.
I don't count. I just drink. I just drink. Don't do this to me.
We'll be back talking Tyreek, talking Jimmy, talking 305 Miami here on the Tobin and Leroy Show, 560 WQAM.